Live from Birmingham, I'm Janae Pierre with WBHM News. Birmingham's City Council voted today to extend a citywide mask order into next month. This replaces the state requirement expiring Friday. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports on how local businesses and residents are responding.
The citywide order is similar to the state requirement. People have to keep wearing masks in public spaces, including businesses and outdoor areas. Crystal Peterson is the co-owner of Yo Mama's, a Birmingham restaurant known for its chicken and waffles and fried pork chops. Peterson says her main concern is protecting staff and customers. She supports the local order.
I think it's fit for right now. I think it's just a safer decision.
She says the coronavirus is still spreading and many people have not gotten vaccinated. Yo Mama's offers to-go service and outdoor dining. Peterson says they also have their own mask requirement and the city order gives it more validity.
With the help of the government backing it up, saying that, you know, a mask is required, it makes it easier for me to impose the same rule in my establishment.
In a recent survey, about 100 Birmingham businesses say extending the mask order is helpful, but almost the same number say it's harmful. They say the requirement is difficult to enforce, and some customers complain about wearing masks. Eric Johnson lives outside of Birmingham but comes to town for work. He says he supported previous mask mandates. However,
I think now the focus should be weaning it off.
Johnson says COVID case numbers and hospitalizations are down, and leaders should focus on getting back to normal.
The longer the mask order stays on, I think the more businesses are going to suffer, the ones that are still open.
The city council voted 8-1 to approve the local mask order. For now, it's set to expire May 24th. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.